Hey, what's up? This is Caleb. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Hardwick Sound. This is episode number 36, I believe. 36?
Yes.
And we are here once again to bring you all the excitement of the Hardwicks in podcast format. So, let's see. We have Seth on the mic.
Hey, hey. And just to clarify, we are here in the dump.
Yep, we are. We are in the dump.
As Seth, usual.
As always. Your nickname, I need to know this one thing. Give me a type of food that is sticky.
Jell-O.
Jell-O is not really sticky, but...
Well, the way Grandma used to make it.
You know, Grandma... Oh, Grandma's Jell-O. A red Jell-O. Anyway, okay, we'll go with that. Jell-O Fingers is your nickname this week. Jell-O Fingers.
Okay.
Because it's like... Well, I was trying to go for the opposite of Butterfingers... Because Butterfingers, people drop things. And I didn't want to say sticky fingers, but I thought, okay, if butter is slippery, then what's a sticky food? And he'd pick Jell-O. So Jell-O Fingers it is. Jell-O Fingers, Seth Hardwick.
Coincidentally, Butterfingers is like my favorite candy. So, or like candy bar.
You think it was a coincidence?
Maybe not. Who knows? Hey, that is the voice of my older brother, Noah, who I need to know this for your nickname this week. I need a... Your favorite name that starts with P.
Come on, Noah.
Pablo.
Pablo.
You did Pablo last week, though. All right, fine. We'll go with it.
You should have picked a P.
Okay. Well, I needed the alliteration because your nickname this week is Pancake Pablo. You like that?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I guess
Pablo
it kind of makes sense.
Might be better.
Okay, why did you come up with pancake for him?
Well, I kind of assumed you were going to say syrup. When I said sticky a sticky food, so I was going to make you syrup fingers and him Pancake Pablo.
I like Pablo pancakes.
Pablo's pancakes? But that's not really a nickname.
No,
that's...
just Pablo pancakes. No, not Pablo's pancakes, just Pablo pancakes.
I kind of like Pancake Pablo better.
Okay. I got to go with Noah.
Flapjack Freddy. No, okay. Whatever works. We'll just call him Noah.
What's your
nickname? Is it Flapjack or Flatjack?
I don't know. I didn't really... come up with one. Let's see.
Why does Caleb never come up with his own nickname?
Because if I come up with it, because it doesn't work that way. You can't pick your own nickname.
Well, why don't you tell us to pick a nickname?
Okay, make me a nickname right now.
You're supposed to give us, okay.
See, it's not as easy as it sounds.
All right, no, you come up with the second word, and I'll come up with the first word.
Okay, we should pick a letter to agree on.
Okay, you get the letter...
Well, no, it has to be the same letter.
Oh, we both have the same letter?
I had P's, and Caleb gave you fingers, which is an F, so...
I had jelly fingers, and you had... Okay.
All right, J. J's a good word.
Okay,
good
so one. You come up with okay. the second J. I'm coming with the first J.
This okay. is complicated.
All right.
Yeah, well, this is what goes into making nicknames, Caleb.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I have to do this every week. I know
okay,
how hard this
I
is.
Have my one.
Is yours a descriptive?
Yes.
Okay, well, then mine's an actual name, so.
Okay. So we have Caleb's nickname this week is Jumbo
Jeremiah.
Jumbo Jeremiah. What does that mean? Like, if your nickname Jumbo Jeremiah, what kind of person are you?
I'm pretty sure you're Cajun.
I think so, too.
And I think you're big and, like, bulky.
A big Cajun.
You're probably a very large homeschooler. Because admittedly,
Jumbo Jeremiah.
How many people do you know named Jeremiah that aren't homeschoolers?
Huh.
See what I'm saying? Okay. Well, anyway, this is Caleb, aka Jumbo Jeremiah, bringing you episode number 36 of Hardwick Sound. And let's see. Let's talk about some exciting things that's been going on. Yesterday, we took a little road trip. Seth and Noah. Okay, here's your challenge. Describe our road trip yesterday in three words. Go.
Does it have to be three words?
Yep, three words.
Boring, fun, tired?
Boring, fun, tired.
Did you dig holes?
Wait, why are you... What do we mean boring?
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of car rides.
So the car ride was boring?
Yeah.
There was lot of car
it
riding.
It wasn't that boring because there was stuff to look at, but
so and
I'm
then,
still not big,
and
big
then
fan
fun,
of long drives.
The fun part, and then the rest of it you're saying was tired. So you're saying two of the three words you're describing our fun road trip yesterday were negative?
Well, there's the trip there and the trip back. I mean.
Oh, good point. Okay, Seth, what's yours?
Actually, boring is not really the right word. It's more like uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah, I'm just not comfortable on car drives.
Oh, okay.
After about an hour, my body just starts aching. My back
okay,
hurts.
Noah didn't like the trip. Seth, what are your words?
Difficult, cool, rain.
You're just kind of negative too. Wow. Okay, so difficult, why?
Because it was raining and we couldn't get a fire to start.
That is true. Wayne, y'all are just really focusing on the negatives here.
I said it was cool.
Okay,
said it was fun.
Here's the lowdown on what happened yesterday. We went on a little field trip.
I think between me and Noah, we got the day pretty well covered.
Okay. Well, I don't think so.
It was raining.
Well, I'll fill in with the words rambling, adventure, and discovery.
Okay, rambling is bad.
No, rambling is good. Rambling means you travel.
Rambling means you talk a lot, and
no,
you talked a lot.
That's a very different kind of rambling. The type of rambling I'm talking about is like when you ramble around.
I'm going to look up and see if that's the right
Yes,
word.
It is. Okay, like a hobo, because I'm a hobo, they ramble. They don't travel, they ramble. Look it up. There's a very famous song by Robert Johnson.
Ramble, walk for pleasure, typically without definitive route.
Yeah, exactly. I like rambling. I feel justified. All right.
I'm not sure I guess we kind of rambled, but I think we drove most of the way.
Okay, here's what happened, guys. We went down to Southwest Arkansas yesterday to White Oak Lake State Park. Was that what it's called?
Yes.
Walk,
near
hike,
Bluff City, kind of south of
backpack,
Gurdon.
Wander, stroll, saunter, amble, roam, range, rove.
Yeah, and we did
trapeze.
Well, I don't know about the last one, but we did most of those. Know.
Informal, mosey, toodle.
Okay, so my three words are mosey, toodle, and ramble. Okay, and I think we had fun because we went to this place called the Little Canyon of Arkansas or something. I don't think you can call it the Little Grand Canyon because it's nothing
its
like
title.
Yeah. There's nothing grand about it.
It's the Little Grand Canyon of Arkansas.
I'm going to take the grand out and rename it the Little Canyon of Arkansas because it's not really anything particularly grand about
it. It's not even quite a canyon.
Yeah, it's not
Canyon's
really.
Canyon's an overstatement.
It was a cool place. It was a very
more
interesting.
Of a,
what?
I'm trying to think of the right word.
You're missing the point.
Okay.
It's little, and then it's in like quoting Grand Canyon.
Okay, in comparison to the Grand Canyon, this should be like the microscopic Grand Canyon. It's very, very small, but it's still a cool place. Like, basically, it was a bunch of really...
See, he used my word, cool.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right about the cool part, maybe not about... And you're right. I guess you're right about the rain and difficult part. But anyway, because we tried to make a fire to eat our food, and Noreen kind of was making it difficult, but...
It was humid.
Yeah, so we went and we explored this little Grand Canyon. It's just basically just where some really soft dirt and shale had got eroded... and it left kind of a small little canyon in nearby the state park. So we went and checked that out. Me and Noah ran all over the place. That's where, Noah, I think that's where your tired part came from.
Well, yeah, that was why I was tired.
Because it was hot, and we went and we explored all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where the tired part came in.
It was like a sandy shell goalie.
Yeah, Sandy Shale Gully. That's a much better descriptive name for this place.
That's
than
what I would
Grand
name the
Canyon.
Place, Sandy Shale Gully.
Yeah, I like that. It's pretty good. And
no one wants to come to the Sandy Shale Gully.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I think that sounds kind of fun.
It does sound more impressive when it's the Little Grand Canyon, doesn't it?
I suppose.
I guess so.
I was impressed.
Seth was impressed.
Apparently, y'all weren't.
I was impressed.
It didn't look like the Grand Canyon.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't look like the Grand Canyon.
Like, if it was a scale model replica of the Grand Canyon, it'd be different, but it's not.
The highest bluff on this was probably about 25 feet.
Yeah, I think it's
about right. No, I think it was higher than that.
What would you say?
Oh, I was probably up about 4 stories.
I don't think it was that high.
And that one spot that I got up to, it's probably pretty close.
All right, well, I disagree. But then again, it's hard to tell because the water actually covered up part of the canyon. So who knows how much deeper it went. But... that's kind of beside the point. The point is we had fun, and Noah was tired, but that was still pretty interesting to me.
I slid down 4 stories, according to Seth.
No, it wasn't 4 stories over there.
Okay, I slid down 3 stories.
No, it's more like two.
Okay, I slid down two stories.
Wow, Seth. He's like the vertical distance police. I don't know what to even make of that. But so we had fun. We had a little day trip. I think it's good. I enjoy traveling like that. I don't know. Maybe y'all don't as much because I like to ramble around and look at every random thing I can find.
I like it. I just don't like your rambling.
You don't like my rambling about rambling?
No, he doesn't like your rambling while you ramble.
Yes. You're rambling, rambling.
All right, moving on. Let's see, what else has been interesting? What else have y'all been doing?
I've been counting inventory. Very tiring.
That doesn't sound like fun at all.
Yeah, it's really not.
It's really not. I've been working a little too, but not as much as you. Seth, what have you been doing?
Working.
Okay, you have been working a lot.
Yeah.
Last week, you've been technically working. I'm not sure you did anything.
I do stuff.
Okay.
Watch TV?
Back up. Tell us about your work experience last week.
Okay, work experience last week. Well, at one point I worked for 31 straight hours.
That's a lot of straight hours, but
yeah,
you slept through part of that, right?
Some of it.
Some of it, okay.
I worked 55 out of 72 hours. So that was almost straight.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
But most of that, let's back up and clarify, you were not actually physically doing much.
20 of those hours, of those 55 hours, I was actually physically working at the station on duty.
But 20 out of 72 hours.
What does it mean, at the station?
It means I'm at the station.
Okay. And even then, how much physical activity were you getting at the station?
Probably about half of that was actual.
So you actually physically worked for 10 of those 72 hours.
Yeah.
So isn't it a little bit deceptive to say you worked 55 of 72 hours? Wouldn't it be more accurate to say you got paid for 52 of the last 72 hours?
Possibly. However, I count it still as work because
you got paid.
Well, I was just going to say, it's actually quite tiring sitting around doing nothing.
I can't actually argue with that.
As an introvert, I disagree. However,
when you don't have internet.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
When you can't plug yourself into the internet.
Basically, I got paid to not have internet.
Wow. Hey, that's your Haskell tax dollars going to work for Seth to sit at the fire station. So,
okay. Well, fine then. You want more real work?
No.
I worked for about 3 straight hours on this past Friday.
Doing?
Going out to Lonsdale to set the ladder truck up with a memorial arch for a
and it was hot former outside.
Fire chief, and it was like 90 degrees outside and direct sun. And the worst part was driving a fire truck through down Highway 70 through the construction zone.
I bet that was.
I don't ever want to do
intense.
That again.
Yeah.
That's work.
You're the fire truck, though. You have like right away.
No.
Just put your lights on and everybody get out of your way.
Actually, that'd probably make things worse.
Really? Because then people kind of start freaking out like, oh, no, it's a fire truck.
Also, it was one lane was open at for a good section of it. Yeah. And the truck doesn't have air conditioning.
No internet or air conditioning?
Yeah.
Man.
It's pretty bad.
Speaking of internet, that's kind of... I've been spending a lot of time watching Dude Perfect videos.
Oh, yeah. He's been wasting his time, I guess.
That's not true. I mean, I have been working. And
I was going to say, he's probably worked harder than I have. Well, with the exception of inventory today. But that's an abnormal thing.
But the times I haven't been working, I had been watching a lot of Dude Perfect. I started watching them from the beginning. And they have a lot of videos, but I've watched a lot of them. You know, they've been around for like 7 years or something like that.
Oh, and I also want to clarify that on Thursday night, I went to 3 back-to-back calls. Back-to-back-to-back
calls. He's really defensive about this, you notice?
And that was not during station time. That was in my off time.
Seth, we thank you for your public service.
That's all I wanted to hear.
So wait, what exactly have they done differently in the last 7 years?
Dude Perfect?
Yeah.
Well, today they released their fidget spinner trick shots.
But that's the thing is I can watch these and I'm like, I feel like this really isn't that different than the last one.
No, but it's still cool to watch them do things I didn't even think were possible.
Dude, they're perfect.
Yeah. Today.
I don't know. I guess maybe it's because I'm just not easily impressed these days. I don't know. I kind of watch it and I'm like, wow, that's cool. But I guess I'm just living in the age of YouTube where I'm just used to people doing
that
absurd
stuff
like that.
We're a little desensitized to things that look impossible.
It's kind of like watching the America's Got Talent. And I'm just like, well, that's kind of cool. But I mean, I don't know. I'm not easily impressed.
Yeah. No, you're right. It is. Like, you're desensitized almost because you're like, oh, when you see something impossible, your first thought is almost to be like, well, that could be CGI or whatever. Yeah. Even though I don't think any of their stuff is. I feel confident about that. So it's still, to me, like, they're still entertaining and they do things that I just never would have thought of.
I think the ones that really lose the most are like things that are, like, dangerous. Because I'm like, if this was actually... something bad happened, I wouldn't be showing it. So it's kind of loses that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if it's live, it's
if it's
a
live,
different.
Yeah. But even if it's live on TV, it loses that. If
you're in person,
you'd have to be
different.
In the audience, I think, for it to really have an effect.
So, what is a podcast trick shot? You think we could pull one off?
I don't know. Doing a
here, I'm gonna shoot this. Wad of paper over there.
Is that where I throw you softballs and you make jokes out of them or something?
Maybe. I don't know. What did you say, Pancake Pablo?
Yeah. I'm going to set you up with a trick joke.
And you're going to, I'm going to alley-oop you a joke and you're going to dunk it.
All right, here we go. What do you get when you cross a monkey and a sombrero?
I'm
Curious George? I don't think you get the Mexican, idea of jokes, Seth.
A Mexican monkey? I don't know. Anyway.
Well, he's 0-1 on his trick shots.
Before we offend anybody, let's...
I don't think... That might have been a bad alley-oop, Seth.
Yeah, well, if you're going to alley-oop me a ball, you got to get it right there next to the goal. But anyway, let's digress on that. Anyway. So, yeah, we've been working, having fun.
It's like mowing.
Digress?
Yeah.
Digress?
No, degress.
Degress.
Speaking of grass, it's time for you to mow again.
I think me mow again.
Yeah,
I mowed
it
last time.
Degress again.
I mowed it the time before that. So it's Noah's turn.
No, Noah doesn't get a turn.
Okay.
So it's back to you.
All right, it's back to me. I got to go mow the grass. Sorry.
I think we should just call it degrassing from now on.
Degress. I digress. It's where I take Kool-Aid and I get in the yard and I digress. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Anyway.
Segway.
I just want to mention one thing real fast. Why are Band-Aids so hard to get open?
I've had the same thought. Why do you not make a Band-Aid that you can get open with one hand? Because chances are you can't use one of your hands.
This is not like a major topic, but I just had to bring it up because I've had to use a lot of Band-Aids
lately. One-handed Band-Aid.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I cut my finger. How am I going to open up the Band-Aid when I only have one hand? This is like the dumbest idea. Somebody invent the easy open Band-Aid, please.
Yes.
Because like you start to open it and then the paper gets stuck and then you start to rip it open and all the time you're bleeding and it's just like you get frustrated and you throw it down and you're like, well, whatever. I'll just bleed. Whatever. Who needs this?
I'll bleed to death.
I'd rather bleed than deal with another Band-Aid. Seth, what's your
especially when you get a paper
opinion?
Cut opening the Band-Aid. It's even worse.
What do you think, Seth?
You have a mouth and teeth.
You're well, they should put a thing here that says bite here. Look, but that doesn't work because they're usually stuck together and you can't peel them apart. And
then you're buying bad Band-Aids.
Look, even when you get
that's
the thing
true, but
even when you get the thing partly open, like the paper's still like stuck to the backside of the Band-Aid and you can't like get it apart, it's still frustrating. I don't know.
There's
obviously
gotta be a
y'all need
way.
More practice with Band-Aids.
More practice with Band-Aids. I don't know. I just
don't get injured enough.
This is just a subject that frustrated me over the weekend.
Yeah. I just want to point this out. Caleb's been on a really bad streak here the last week or so.
Oh, not really.
Going to be honest, Caleb, I stopped using Band-Aids a long time ago. I know I just, you know, just take something and just hold pressure on it. And
tape?
Yeah. I don't even use tape. I just get
tape is another thing.
I just
that's
get like some
that's beside the point.
You know,
then you're not
paper,
using
a napkin,
the good tape
a
either.
Tissue, something, and just hold pressure on my
finger
until it stops bleeding.
I was trying to do that
and...
too, but my finger wouldn't stop bleeding, so I just had to wrap it up.
And in that case, that's when you use tape. You know, duct tape, electrical tape, whatever's handy.
Hey,
medical tape. It tears really easy.
I don't have that handy most of the time, Seth.
So I want to move on to our this week's mailbag. We have mail that we need to address.
Wait, did we get a P.O. box?
No.
I want to know, how did they get our address?
Oh, is it digital mail?
No, I wish we had some digital mail, but instead this week we're going to open
up digital mail.
Yeah, if you want to send us some mail for the podcast, for our mailbag, send it to hardwickpodcast@gmail.com. But in the meantime, since we don't have any of that, we're going to open up what we do have in our mailbag this week.
Hey, wait. Why does ours @gmail.com and we have a website?
We've been over this because I didn't want to take the time to figure out how to do it the other way. All right, Noah, you get this piece of mail for the mailbag.
Ooh, this is where we get to like guess what's in it. Like we hold it up over your forehead and then you.
No, but I'll let you find out. Seth, you get the Aramark. And
you need to work on your throwing the mail.
Yeah, my ninja mail throwing. So open up your mail and we'll read what.
Mine's not addressed to me.
It's addressed to our address. It's close.
Mine's
enough.
Not addressed to me either.
Mine actually is addressed to me.
Is that one addressed to me, Seth?
No.
All right. Let's see. Noah,
I used to get those sometimes.
Tell us what kind of mail you got in the mailbag this week.
I got a card with a cute puppy on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It tore up a teddy bear and it's just sitting there like, look what I did. I tore up a teddy bear. Like I killed it.
Oh, thank you so much for sending us this. Who sent us this week?
Capital One.
Capital One. Thank you so much, Capital One.
It's actually telling me that I should sign up for the credit card I already have.
You already have this credit card and it's trying to get you to sign up for it.
Well, that's why I said it wasn't addressed to me. It's wanting somebody else in the family to sign up.
Well, it's addressed to our family, so it's good enough. All right, so Noah got some cool junk mail this week. I mean, listener mail. So thank you, Capital One. Keep the
always,
good stuff coming.
Always good to have your support for
I
the show.
I don't really understand why they had to send four pieces of paper, though. I mean, the dog was fine.
Yeah, that's a good point. Seth, what'd you get in the listener mail this week?
A piece of paper.
It says, what?
Also, what does the dog have to do with it? Like, it's
just a cute puppy.
I thought it would have, like, some kind of
a
tagline
or
something.
A
like,
pine.
Like, get this cute dog with purchase or something. I have no idea. I thought it would have something, but no. The dog has nothing to do with it. It just says earn cash back. What does the dog ripping up a teddy bear have to do with earning cash back?
I don't know. I can't even think of anything.
Can we put a picture of this dog on our Facebook page?
If you want. I don't know. It's probably copyrighted, but they did send it to us, so I don't know. All right, Seth, what'd you get?
Limited time offer.
For?
50% off your order.
Of?
$75 or more.
In the purchase of?
Clothing.
From?
A clothing place.
Named?
Aramark.
Oh, okay. So you got some junk listener mail from Aramark. Well, thank you so much, Aramark, for listening and sending us mail.
Summer is heating up, too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. What a breaking news. Summer's warming up.
So your team needs workwear.
Oh, really?
Who?
Our podcast?
Our podcast needs workwear.
Our podcast needs workwear.
Do they have podcasting gear?
I don't see it mentioned anywhere.
Oh. Well, if we need uniforms for our podcast, we'll have it.
I'm going to find out if they have podcast uniforms.
Podcast, you Google that to see what comes up. Let's see. My listener junk mail for this week. Dear Caleb, we're writing to let you know that 2017-2018 student loans are now available. Hey, that's great, even though I haven't been in school for 2 years. So anyway, thank you, discoverstudentloans.com, for this piece of wonderful listener mail. All right, so that was great. Noah, what did you find out about podcast uniforms?
I don't know, but it says, I mean, I'll wait for Noah to find out, but it does say that they will outfit your team for as low as $24.99.
Really? Our whole team?
Our whole team.
All three of us. We can get podcast uniforms for less than $25? I like it.
That's what it says.
Okay.
Let's see. We've got work apparel, food processing, outerwear, chefwear, lab coats, and scrubs enhance visibility. Which one of these best describes what we would wear on the podcast?
Enhance visibility. We need that.
We need to make sure
it's important for live streaming to make sure they can see us.
Yes.
On podcasts, we need... Okay. Point taken. All right.
Let's see. We could get some coveralls, some overalls, a work jacket, high visibility jeans, a long sleeve shirt.
I want some high visibility overalls.
I think that we should probably get the coveralls, like the jumpsuits.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I like that idea.
I think the navy blue with the orange lines on it would be perfect for our podcast.
Maybe I'll let the listeners decide. What about a male romper with the podcast logo on it? What do you think of that, Seth?
Oh, we can get Seth one with flame resistance too.
Ooh, flame resistant male romper. Okay, never mind. That scratched that idea. yeah. So anyway, that was our listener mailbag for this week. Thank you so much, Capital One, DiscoverStudentLoans.com, and Aramark for your continued support.
Now it's time for a word from our sponsor.
And here's a quick word from this week's sponsor.
Listen. We here at Ramble Mail know that nothing can ruin a nice day as fast as a trip to the post office.
I just really hate that b***ing post office!
With Ramble Mail, we'll ensure the swift delivery of your letters and packages by utilizing a better, eco-friendly energy source. The good ol' American hobo.
I used to waste my whole day standing in line at the post office, but now with Ramble Mail, it's like someone dropped a post office on every street corner.
With Ramble Mail, you'll feel confident knowing that we locally source all of our hobos.
I trust Ramble Mail with all our podcast listener mail. It's so easy.
Simply print off your postage and drop your package off with one of our high-visibility hobos. Plus, our new online software makes it easier than ever to slap irrelevant photos of cute puppies on your mail. So stop trusting your important letters and packages to big mail and try Ramble Mail. Ramble on.
All right, guys, I have a little podcast activity for us. It's like, you know, those activity books you get as a kid, you know? Those are always kind of boring, honestly. You get them at, like, Dollar Tree or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? You get, like, there's, like, a maze and then a word search. And, yeah. Anyway, this is, if you got a Hardwick Sound podcast activity book, this would be in it. Anyway, this is a game that I'm going to call Fill in the Blank News.
Is that like a profanity in the news there, or?
Nope, it's just where I'm going to read you a real life headline that I found while looking through the news, and you get to fill in the blank.
Okay.
Seth, you with me?
Yes.
I need you to focus. Ready?
Dun, dun, dun.
Here's your first headline. This comes from the Washington Post. So these are all, pretty big name news organizations. Okay, Washington Post. German customs to crush 35 tons of seized blank.
Legos.
Nope. Oh, that's sad. A good guess, but that's a sad guess.
Cheerios.
Germans are going to crush 35 tons of Cheerios.
Meanwhile, wow. Some country in Africa is starving.
What did Germans have against Cheerios? Okay. No, the actual headline reads, German customs to crush 35 tons of seized fidget spinners. That's a legitimate headline from the Washington Post.
I'm kind of curious to know, like, what are they, counterfeit or what?
No, they apparently...
They're illegal in Germany? You can't fidget?
No, actually, they kind of are, because apparently they have really strict regulations about things that have, like, small parts.
Oh, okay.
So at the airports, when they're finding them, they're seizing them. And so apparently they've collected, according to this, who knows if this is true? I mean, it's news, but whatever. According to this, they've collected 35 tons of fidget spinners at German customs. Seriously. Okay, so there you go. That was your first one. Noah, I think you were pretty close with Legos. You weren't that far off.
We should try this in America.
All right, yeah. Let's move it to America, and here we go. This comes from Fox News, and says, Grand Theft Blank, 3 arrested in 300K California theft.
Bungee jump.
Grand Theft Bungee Jump? Okay. I like where you're going with that, but anyway.
Grand Theft Canyon.
Canyon? Grand Theft Canyon. Gotcha.
Where they were bungee jumping.
I see what you did there. So these guys, there's these three criminals. They were bungee jumping down the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Well, those are good guesses. These are good. Okay, here's the Fox News headline. Grand Theft Avocado. 3 arrested and 300,000K California theft. How do you steal $300,000 worth of avocados?
I hear that they're in high demand right now.
That is like the most hipster crime ever.
It's simple. You bungee jump off of something and you pick them up.
Yeah, so they were storing them in their cave at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right, next one. Chinese to grow blank on the moon. This comes from BBC, which, by the way, BBC kind of wins in the most ridiculous headlines. The next three are all from BBC. So, anyway, I'll read that again. Chinese to grow blank on the moon.
Fortune cookies.
Do you grow a fortune cookie? Is it grow on a tree?
So.
I mean, assumed it grows on a tree. I don't know.
It grows on the tree of knowledge and
sure,
of wisdom.
Sure. Okay, Seth.
Kung Fu?
What? Do you even know pandas. What you're talking about?
Oh, pandas.
Growing Kung Fu pandas.
Sure.
Okay, so like, you know, pandas do have a hard time getting them to mate in captivity. So, you know, it makes sense. They send them to the moon. Or they can monitor them.
Yeah.
I'm sure that bamboo would just go crazy on the moon.
Yes.
It probably would.
In conjunction with bamboo.
It's not bamboo, actually. That's a good guess. No, the actual BBC News headline is Chinese to grow potatoes on the moon.
Yeah. Seems reasonable.
It seems reasonable. I wouldn't think that potatoes would grow on the moon, but if they want to try, might as well let them.
Yeah, it seems like it might be a little cold, but, you know, other than that, yeah, it seems...
It just doesn't seem like that would make any sense. But anyway, that comes from BBC. This one comes from BBC also. How Facebook's blank reach further than you think. How Facebook's blank reach further than you think.
Stock.
How Facebook's stock reaches further than you think. Okay,
yes.
Noah.
Tracking.
Our Facebook's tracking reaches further than you think. Okay, so those are both pretty legitimate answers.
Or perhaps slump.
Facebook's slump is much further than you think. Nope, the actual Facebook headline here from BBC, how Facebook's tentacles reach further than you think.
Okay.
Outreach.
I just, like I said, grass. BBC wins in the most ridiculous headlines award. Like, who was writing this headline and thought, I need something to describe Facebook's, you know, reach? Oh, I know, tentacles. I guess they're all over the place. I don't know. I don't like the thought of Facebook with tentacles. That's very scary.
Yes, I'm picturing the Facebook logo with purple arms.
Exactly, me too. I just don't like it. It scares me a little bit. All right, last one.
Probably should.
Last one from the BBC. Alberta lawn mowing man defies blank.
Read that again.
Alberta lawn mowing man defies blank.
I'm going to go with monkey wearing sombrero.
Okay. What? Quite the guess there, Seth. I don't know how is he doing this? Is he like fighting him back with a stick? I don't know.
They're in a wrestling ring.
Okay, and so it's the lawn mowing man versus the Mexican monkey. It's a Canadian lawn mowing man. I didn't know people in Canada mowed their grass. All right.
No, it's a Canadian monkey wearing a sombrero. Get it right.
Okay, my bad. Canadian Mexican monkey.
There's no Mexican about it.
Well, he's wearing a sombrero.
It's stylish in Canada.
To wear sombreros. Okay, we'll ask Josh about that. Anyway. What do you think, Noah?
I would have to say probably defies gravity, but it could be...
I like that idea.
Could be the Queen of England. I don't know.
He defies the... this Alberta Canadian guy out lowing his mind, he was lowing his mind. I just said lowing his mind, whatever. He's out mowing his lawn and he just starts defying gravity. Meanwhile, he's cursing out the Queen of England or the Queen of Canada. Is there a Queen of Canada?
I don't think so.
But
no,
anyway.
But isn't it like a prime minister?
Justin Trudeau.
So.
You know?
Oh.
Justin Trudeau's pretty cool. I mean, he seems cool.
I mean, he's Canadian, right?
He's Canadian. I don't know anything about him except that he's a Canadian.
I assume that all Canadians are the same.
He's really young. He's like 30-something. Anyway. I like that one. I also thought it could be Alberta Lawn Mowing Man Defies Logic.
No,
the actual headline is Alberta Lawn Mowing Man Defies Twister.
Oh, yes. I have seen those.
You seen that photo?
The pictures, yes.
He's just out mowing his yard and there's this ginormous Twister tornado behind him.
And he says, I'm keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, hey, that was not bad. That was a pretty good accent. I don't know if they talk like that in Alberta, but, and I don't know. I just thought he defies a twister. Way to go, BBC.
He gets some kind of lawnmower endorsement out of that.
Yeah. Twister Lawn Mowing Company. Yeah, I do. I agree. Anyway, so that was this week's fill in the blank headlines. Send us your best fill in the blank headlines and we'll do it sometime. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/HardwickPodcast or HardwickPodcast.com and check us out. And you can also go check out the live stream we did the other night.
Yes, where we were playing a game of Ticket to Ride Africa.
Yep, where it's literally just us playing a board game for an hour and 45 minutes. Yeah.
Spoiler, we all know who won.
Spoiler. You know, I realized yesterday that I'm the only one who didn't win a game. We played three games. And then
yeah,
I didn't win a single one of them.
I see your point.
So I'm not doing so good so far in the 2017 Hardwick Sound Summer Board Game Series sponsored by...
I don't really count the latter games, though. They weren't official.
Yep. And so we'd just like to thank the sponsor of the Summer Board Game Series, Uncle Eddie's Old Timey Hominy Soda. So go check that out in gas stations near you. All right, so this pretty much brings us to our last segment.
You were going to say it, grandparents near you, but
yeah, available at your grandparents' shelf near you. This brings us to our last segment of the show. We call Sound Advice, the segment of the show where we give you, the listeners, some real life advice. Noah, I have a feeling yours is going to be something about Band-Aids.
I was actually going to say wear sunscreen, but that works too.
Oh, really? Did you get sunburned?
I don't know. I look really red, and I felt like I was getting kind of sunburned standing out there in the sun counting stuff.
Inventory.
Yeah.
Inventory.
But I
outside.
Haven't noticed it yet. I have a feeling I'll probably notice it when I get in the shower.
Yeah. Okay.
But, that's my advice, because I didn't have any sunscreen to put on, and I kind of wish I had.
Okay. Well, I'll do the Band-Aid one then. If you don't have any Band-Aids, wrap it up in whatever. Plastic wrap. Cling wrap. That works
bubble
pretty
wrap.
Good. Bubble wrap. Yeah, wrap your cut in bubble wrap. It'll make it nice and soft. Seth, do you have any sound advice for us this week?
Yes. Clear your schedule for Thursday night, June 22nd, from 7:30 to 8:30. And go to your Facebook page and watch us live stream Trivia Thursday.
All right.
And then call in.
All right.
That's my advice.
I like that advice.
It's actually more like a command. But
so, you know. So we're having a trivia night on the podcast.
Yes.
And it's live.
Yes.
Which means that the listeners get to participate. We'll have a phone number posted.
Yes.
And you will call in and you will give us a trivia question to answer.
Yes.
And you can answer one of our trivia questions.
There's also a video posted on our page with the details.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's what I was doing over here.
What happens if no one calls in?
I have people that said they're going to call in. And
if nobody
and
calls in,
we'll, listening we'll, right now is going to call in.
We'll call in Uncle Eddie and get him to ask a trivia question about Teddy Roosevelt's thumbnail or whatever.
Yes, so how's this going to work? 7:30, 8:30, we'll be online, live streaming. We'll each have two questions. You'll pick a question to answer or ask us a question and try and stump the panel or do both.
Will there be snacks?
I think there might should be.
I think there should be.
Yes. And there will be a mystery question.
Ooh.
With a mystery prize if it's answered correctly.
What's going to be the signal if you get it right?
I don't know. We should talk about that.
Maybe we'll just get Noah to make some funny noise.
I think
it's... <Ba-da-ba-ba-boo! laughs>
Yeah, maybe. We'll figure it out.
I was thinking, you know, tornado siren or... That's not a tornado siren.
No, tornado siren sounded a lot more like a cow, Noah.
No, tornado sirens are just one steady hum.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you call in, you answer our mystery question, what do you get, a prize?
A mystery prize.
A mystery prize, which won't be announced until
after
you win
it's,
it.
Well, it might be announced the day of.
Do we actually have a prize yet?
Yes, I'm actually working on it.
We're working on it.
That doesn't sound very reassuring.
I have the prize, and I have components of the prize, but it's not finished yet.
It's not finished yet. But it
sounds like Legos.
It will be done, and it will be...
It won't be anything as cool as Legos.
It won't be as cool as Legos, but it will be awesome, and so you should be ready and get your phones ready. In fact, if you want to just go ahead and put us on speed dial or whatever, that would be great. So that's enough about our Trivia Thursday. Just make sure you check it out, because we need you to be there.
And tell your friends.
And tell your friends, even if they don't, even if they don't like us. It's okay.
Kidnap them and bring them along.
Yeah. So we'll be looking forward to that, and we'll get back with you on Thursday.
Yep.
Peace out, everybody.
Thursday.
Was that your goodbye?
I don't know. Maybe.
Instead of saying bye, I just say, whatever, I'll see you next. It's like, yeah, it's like you're at church. You say, all right, Sunday.
It's like, Thursday.
Yeah. It's like, I know. It's like when you leave work, you be like, you tell your coworkers, all right, tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, we do that actually, but.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, it's see you tomorrow, but we could just shorten it to tomorrow.
Okay, never mind, guys. We'll say goodbye.
Bye.
Guadalupe.
That's a Hispanic.
Close enough, let's go.
Okay, see you later, buddy. And just remember to stay safe and don't be stupid. This is Caleb signing off. See you next time. Bye.